Good morning. I know it may be a bit early for a riddle, but here goes. What do you get when you add an A to the end of Bob? B-O-B-A.
Boba originated in Taiwan.
That's Janelle Bitker, a food reporter for the San Francisco Chronicle, who says boba refers to both a drink and its key ingredient, tapioca balls.
Usually a milky tea or maybe a smoothie, and then it will come with these chewy black tapioca balls on the bottom, and the balls are also called boba.
Boba is also known as bubble tea or pearl milk tea, and while there is no shortage of Bob, there is a shortage of boba. Some shops have run out because container ships coming from Taiwan, the source of all boba, well, they're all jammed up in West Coast ports. They can't get unloaded. Boba hasn't caught on in Chicago the way it has along the West Coast, but there are several shops in Chinatown and scattered elsewhere. One store I spoke with said they are running low. Others said they're okay for now. When will the shortage end?
Some suppliers I talked to were hopeful that it could clear up within a few weeks, and others think it might take as long as 4 months. So it might be a while before we're in the clear.
As part of my research for this story, I had my first boba, a blended ice green tea, and there will be a photo of it posted on our website. The little tapioca balls of boba at the bottom, to my surprise, are pretty good. I'm a fan. Whether the shortage is a big deal for you depends on just how much you need your boba. But remember, even if it does run out, you always have your Bob. A year ago, corn futures were trading at 317 a bushel. They closed yesterday at 606. Beans a year ago were 840. They closed yesterday at 1472. Wheat was 546 a year ago. It ended the day at 660. Concerns about supply and weather were among the drivers. Today is National Chocolate-Covered Cashews Day. That's the business of food and boba on 720 WGN.